pictures in my mind. Like that picture when you feel you can't go on. Like you've been left behind. Life goes on now. Take me to that funky place where you were never born. Carry on now. Psychedelic tendencies of love. Bring it on. Bring it on. From a dream that I am in. You know I love the way you save me. A broken phone I depended on was only love I was feeling. It goes on now. Take me to that funky place where you and I are gone. Carry on.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zechariah Todd Daniel. And got a special treat today again, folks. We're having the frontman founder of Poker Face, the political rock band. Very talented group of guys, four guys. And we do have with us on the line Paul Tepetti, and no stranger to the RBNLive.com network. And we're glad to have you, Paul. Welcome. Are you there, my friend?
Zach, thanks for having me on today, brother.
Hey, brother, glad to hear you doing great things for Yah and speaking his name in your music, not being ashamed, and it's refreshing to have you on today and caliber of individual you are.
Praise be Yah, brother.
Praise Yah. I don't mean to make you blush, man. I'm sure not that you were or anything, but I really appreciate you taking a stand, speaking his name, and not being ashamed to say the name of Yah.
Well, God likes can-do people, and I feel at this time, you know, where we're at, if you look at all the signs going on, you know, I feel that, you know, the world cannot exist at the level of criminality, corruption, perversion, without it self-destructing to the point that God needs to intervene. So it's time that, you know, we find each other, those Christians who aren't ashamed, those Christians that are warriors for Father, and like you said, that aren't ashamed to stand proudly and be called what Christians really are supposed to be. Not some, I don't know, when I hear the term Christian today, I see so many that are Christians that call themselves Christians, but I call them crinos, you know, Christians in name only. And there's too many of them that are in the leadership positions that do not resonate any Christian values, but yet they pose themselves as being the Christian leader. So it's time the common people not only just take our government back, but take the institutions of what Christianity really is about back to the people as it was intended to, because the people are the church. The government is of the people. It all goes back to we, the free, you know?
Yeah, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And where are the brave today? I mean, in fact, your band is very brave to take a stand and not be put in a mode. I mean, you guys are in a genre all by yourself, I think. Why don't you hold the line, Paul? We're going to want your comments on that thought. And we're visiting with Paul Tepetti of Poker Face. PokerFace.com is the website. Again, PokerFace.com. Get their music. I think you'd be encouraged. And pass it out to all your friends and family. And again, we'll be right back on the Repair the Breach broadcast on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned with Paul Tepetti, PokerFace.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Back here on RBNLive.com, also on the short wave 11.915. We're visiting with the front man and lead singer, rhythm guitarist, Paul Tepet of Poker Face, pokerface.com, the website. Paul, again, you and your bandmates are mighty brave in this end time to be able to sing the music that you do, and we need more bands like that, and I'm glad you're an inspiration, I'm sure, to other bands, hopefully to come out of their closet, so to speak, about their political views and religious views.
You want my comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead, comment. I definitely want to hear your thoughts on that.
In terms of instilling in other bands, you know, the same kind of, not ideology, but just starting to use their music correctly instead of just talking about, you know, I want to kill myself, how much life sucks, and what most of the mainstream label music that's coming out. Some bands that have contacted us or young bands are starting to do their own thing. They definitely want to have more of a political activism type of message in the music, and, you know, that's something that we fully and wholly encourage. And, you know, it look what happened in the 60s when music actually played an important vital part to galvanize and rally the people. You know, the system matrix learned from that, and they basically have polluted the artists to the point that as long as they don't speak out on controversial subjects, then they get their shekels every day, and they get to continue, you know, being the musicians leading the high and fast life. But for me and my bandmates, that's not something that we need, require, or want. You know, our main goal is to satisfy the creator that made us, and then to save the country that we were born in, and to hopefully have a safer and more free nation for our children and grandchildren.
That's a great goal and desire to have. In fact, your songs, as we alluded to, I mean, they are so full about freedom and reclaiming the country, taking it back for liberty and the creator's unalienable right that he gave us that this country was founded upon initially, and it just seems like it's slowly eroding, and we need a voice like your band to sing it, because like you said, in the 60s, the bands were revolutionary in a lot of ways to get people galvanized and marching
in the streets for the right things, you know, not to have, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants in this country, you know, with their little Mexican flags behind them. It's like, look, if Mexico's so great, go the heck back home, okay?
Exactly. If you don't want to learn the language, you know, and
I don't want to assimilate, you know. And look, I love Mexico. I love my Mexican side of the family, but I'm an American firster.
That's right.
I have no problem telling the illegal aliens to go the hell home if you don't like it here. And I'm sorry, this is not your country. This is not your continent. Never was, never has been.
And the key thing is that we do need to spread this awareness, this message that, you know, it's not about race, folks. It's about grace the Messiah brought. But at the same time, if you're not going to want to at least learn the language in which you're claiming to be residing or being in, if that residence is not a good word, but nevertheless, we're pilgrims and strangers and foreigners. And I guess, Paul, we could ask you about, you know, your other bandmates. I mean, you got three other guys in the band, I guess, Dennis Beidler, Rich Valentine, and you had Brett Griffith. And I'm sure they share the similar views, obviously, because, I mean, you know, it'd be hard to put out music unless you guys were pretty much on the same page like that.
Oh, very much so. In fact, the first 10 years that I had Poker Face, I had 10 different versions because everybody comes into the band with one expectation. Like, when we were just doing the music for the sake of music and not for the sake of something greater than ourselves, people latch on to a project for a year or two, but when the rock godness doesn't elevate you to a label, then they feel that it can't be me, it's got to be the band, so they move on.
Mm-hmm.
So after 10 different versions of this, I got down on my knees one day and I said, Father, if this is the direction you want me to go in, meaning the political, spiritual, I need you to send the people that are going to stay here more than a year, more than 2 years. And one by one, Father sent me the people that are today, you know, who Poker Face is. And first one was Dennis Beidler. And he became like the anchor of the band, and which allowed me to do a lot of other things because, you know, if you say something to Dennis, he takes it upon himself and he gets it done.
He's a great bass player, by the way. I really, really think he's so talented.
I think you like some of the stuff there, brother. And then Brett Griffiths was working with another band in the same studio where we're at, and the guy that owns the studio introduced us, and I took him for a little car ride, explained to him, like, what's going on in the world, and he came back after the car ride and looked at me. He's like, where do I sign up? And the drummer, Richie, he was my neighbor for many years. He was in a marriage that, you know, the wife didn't let him play, but then he got out of the marriage and he started drumming for us, and, you know, we haven't looked back. And we might not agree 100% on everything, but, you know, we're pretty close, like 95%, and the things that we don't agree upon, it's just our own views, you know. But it's definitely something that had to happen, is to have people on the same page as yourself.
So yeah,
you're
absolutely.
So you can act as a unified force instead of what happens with most bands. There's always this internal struggle. There's always egos and attitudes coming in the way. And I don't know. We're blessed we don't have that. We look at each other's family. We look at each other's brothers. We look at each other's, like, you know, when something needs to happen and we need more than just one person, we're all there. And I've been loving it. Everything that I dreamed about when I was 2, 3, 4 years old has been happening in my life a little differently and a lot slower of a pace, but it's going in the direction that I had always envisioned, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Just like you said, as the Father leads you, as he gives you direction, that's really the greatest piece to have. Everything else, I mean, you can probably attest to that. I mean, by being in the so-called spotlight, you know, it's not everything's cracked up to be as everyone thinks or desires who seems to be on the sideline.
No, but like recently, the controversy that was surrounding the band where we get called for many people, you know, job ending, you know, kind of career insults where they call you names like racist or anti-Semites or white supremacist, anything to dehumanize you. It's like, look, the values that Poker Face speaks out on are American values, period. Okay?
Right.
You can call us racist. Why? Because we support the Minutemen, because they're doing the job our government should be doing, but they're not, because our government is sold out to the elite so that they can create the American Union through NAFTA and GATT. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm an America Firster. I'm going to expose the machinations of the elite and the fifth column invasion group that they're using to accomplish this need. And it's like, I'll be on the front lines to tell, you know, my half cousins, like, dude, either you become American and you do it the legal way like my father did, or get the hell out of the country, and I'll be the first one to push them right back across the border, you know?
Yeah, especially when they want to try to, you know, perpetrate their ways, and, like, we've got to be the ones changing. When, no, hold on. You're the ones that came over here. You're going to have to adapt to us instead of we adapting to you.
Yeah, well, all I know is that the Mexicans should be having their own revolution south of the border and, you know, getting rid of Vicente Fox and any of the political parties like the PRI and the PRD and the PAN. The groups that are basically set up by the despotic families that run Mexico, like their own little, you know, oligarchical fiefdom, you know. And what Vicente Fox has done is use our porous borders to use it as a safety release valve to allow all these, you know, young between 15 and 30, which should be having a revolt in the country. No, they're coming up north so that they can be used by like groups like Carnegie and Tavistock and Ford Foundations that fund these groups like La Raza and Mecca and Mexica and all these other things. Like, when I go to Mexico and I ask my cousins and my friends, like, do you even know these groups? And they, like, look at me with, like, the deer in the headlights look like, what are you talking about? Because they're not Mexican groups, okay?
Right.
These are elite, toady groups that basically are trying to destroy this republic because this is the last thing that's holding the planet together in terms of actually having human beings have real freedoms. If America goes down, then this world is going to fall into the darkest, dark ages that this planet has ever seen. Why? Because we have the technology to keep track of everything, of everybody, you know, to the devil's heart's content, you know? And, you know, even my own little town of Allentown, they want to start putting up the police boxes up on the poles with the cameras on to monitor. It's like, look, if you really want to do anything with crime, legalize all drugs, okay? Because what that does is it defunds all the gangs, and I'm not just talking about the street gangs, but the ones that are in the White House.
Yeah, get the thugs out of there, the ones that weren't elected but selected.
Yeah, selected for us. They own the horses of both races, you know?
Exactly. It's a dog and pony show, and they're just puppets on the strings, and we're just got to expose them, and you're doing a great job with your band Poker Face, doing a great job of exposing them and just getting awareness out there, you know?
Yeah, we feel that, you know, that so many of the roads to get the truth out to the people have been cut off, okay? Or the walls of ignorance have been built up around each one of us because of the schools of indoctrinations or, you know, the churches that we go to or the government that we have. So instead of me being able to reach people in the normal channels of communication, they're cut off. They're editorialized. They're censored. So music for us is the one way that we can get through all those walls of censorship and smack the people with the truth. Maybe they don't get it the first time. They don't get it the tenth time. But that time that they're going down the street in their car, tapping their fingers on the steering wheel and enjoying the beautiful day, that one word got in their head that day. Look, I just woke up. I just took the red pill. And then whatever the hot button is, you know, they start with that and, you know, they lead themselves to freedom. That's the beautiful thing about the truth. The truth will lead you to freedom.
Absolutely. And he said, "You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And you know, they talk about liberty. I love some of your lyrics where it says there's cameras on the streets to some of the effect, and you call this liberty, and it's just, that ain't freedom. That's being, it's okay to spy on us. It's okay to, you know, wiretap our phone lines or emails. I mean, come on, that ain't freedom.
Yeah, they're opening up our mail now.
Yeah.
You know that.
Kind of them.
Yeah, no, my mom's had a couple of her packages opened up, you know, and so she's verifying what we had heard on the streets, like, you know, the U.S. Postal Service is now saying, like, oh, because of the war on terrorism, we have the right to look into your mail. It's like, no, you don't.
Wow. I tell you, it doesn't shock me anymore. I mean, the erosions of our rights, we need to reclaim them. And we'll be right back with Paul Tepeti at Poker Face here on the Bridge broadcast. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Back here on the Prepare the Breach broadcast. I'm Prepare the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with my special guest today, Paul Tapetti at Poker Face. PokerFace.com is the website. Their music is political rock. It's based pretty much to reclaim the rights that we've lost, also to bring out a message and awareness of the people that we've been lied to, and we need to reclaim our rights back. And the very spiritual band as well, besides the political message, and they have their own sound, they have their own originality, and that's what's really refreshing, because there's so many knockoffs, so many bands are trying to sound like this band and that and the other. This band has got its own sound, and that's one thing, Paul, I'd like to have you comment on that. I'm sure there's a lot of pressure to, I guess other bands when they're growing up to try to, I'm sure everyone gets their inspirations and so forth, but how did Poker Face form, and what was your inspiration pretty much behind the band?
When the band formed, we just wanted to be like the next Beatles of our generation, writing, you know, fun-loving boy-girl pop-love rock. But a lot of the background, at least on my end, were bands that had a lot of keyboards in it, like Yes, Dix, Russ, Kansas, ELP, Genesis, Peter Gabriel. And also bands that had a lot of harmonies. I mean, I love the Beatles, and usually you'd hear two or three parts going on. I'd add a fourth, or if there was four, I'd add a fifth. So it was always like very harmony-oriented in terms of enjoying what I listened to. Then when it came time to writing the music, I always had to have multiple layers of voices because, you know, the one of the most beautiful instruments ever made and created by God was our voice. And if you hear Poker Face music, especially in the choruses, you can hear you know, the poker face signature sound, and that's, you know, walls, guitar, you know, layers that sound like a wall of sound coming at your face, but then you hear these beautiful melodic harmonies, you know, weaving in and out with each other that, you know, I don't know, makes me want to get up every day and continue doing what I'm doing, you know.
Exactly. In fact, there's one song I was looking over the lyrics called Calling for a Revolution. The lyrics go, folks, hey, Mr. Politician, living on the hill, living in the lap of luxury on We the People's bill. Don't have a clue how the other half lives, and that is a shame. It's time to stop the tyranny. You keep pushing through your bills. It's straight up to these Republicrats. They're bought off. I don't have to ask you where you got that inspiration from.
Well, unfortunately, we're saddled with this this garbage senator by the name of Arnold Spector, the guy that, you know, basically got rewarded senatorship for life because he put his name to the bogus magic bullet theory of the Lee Harvey Oswald patsy.
Right.
And this is the same idiot that's trying to pass this amnesty bill for the illegal immigrants. You know, it's like, look, dude, 1986 immigration amnesty bill, all that did was encourage the current state of 30 million illegals in this country. What's the next one going to do? What are you going to saddle us with for the future of our children and grandchildren? You know, we need to out these senators and House representatives and the president for being the anti-Americans that they are. I'm just tired of it. And basically, the onus is on them. You know, they're there to serve us. We're not there to serve them. They're the child and parent relationship. We are the parent. And
right.
It's time that the child got his comeuppance and got a good smack across the face or upside his caboose, you know?
That's well said and to the point and blatant, just like your message and your songs. And, you know, Paul, you're really well studied and well versed in these issues. And, I mean, you've been, I guess, woke up since the Waco Ruby Ridge, atrocity?
Well, that's the wake-up call in terms of changing the music over from basically just good feeling kind of music to something that makes you start to think kind of music. And but I was blessed by having two parents that were, you know, pretty highly educated. They're both teachers.
Mm-hmm.
My dad got his PhD from a Ivy League school, and my mom's got her master's. So, you know, I come from a thinking kind of background, and they were always reading good books or commenting. Or my mom was the teacher that always had access to films, so she'd bring home films like 1984, Animal Farm, or You're Losing Your Freedoms kind of film, and, you know.
Wow. Well, that's great. You know, this one song you wrote, that maybe Kelly can get that queued up, Prayer for America, real beautiful ballad. Lyrics are just so heart-rending. It says, I cry for my country for the pain it has been through. She's been made to suffer for the profit of a few. Storm clouds are a forming. Winds of change now touch our shores. I hear forefathers crying as their dreams been crucified. America, America, I show my love for thee with strength and loyalty. America, America, I show my love for you and all that I do. In this interview that we've been up to this point, I hear from you, I love my country, I love my country, I love my creator. It just, these are not just words, folks. These are heartfelt messages from this singer and frontman of Poker Face. Pokerface.com is a website. And Paul, it's really good to see the patriotism in your music. So many bands today, like you say, they talk about irreverent issues that have no value. And hopefully you're waking some of these guys up to sing some important music. Quick comment here. We've got about 30 seconds. And we'll just hold you over, of course.
I don't know. If the musicians don't wake up to the part that they're supposed to be playing, then they're going to be swallowed up by the beast just like everybody else. And unfortunately, most are sleeping. And, you know, we're just here to touch those whose eyes are open, whose ears are open.
We'll be right back with Paul Cipetti of Poker Face here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. We have a special offer for RBN listeners. We have a very limited supply of the very large quarter-ounce, brilliant uncirculated 5-peso Uruguay gold coin minted in 1930. This 8-piece package contains more than 2 ounces of pure gold and is available for $1,431 delivered. Volume discounts apply to those of you who want to purchase 3 or more of these packages. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 or visit our website at republictradinggroup.com and order online. With many analysts calling for gold to double and even triple due to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, there's never been a better time to secure your wealth. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898 and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
I cry for my country, for the pain that it's been through. She's been made to suffer for the profit of a few. Storm clouds are out forming, winds of change now touch our shores. I hear forefathers are crying as the dream's been cruised. America, America, I show my love for thee with strength and royalty. America, America, I show my love for you. My country and for friends and family. Mourning in their ignorance,
while staying safe within a dream. I will fight for freedom. Land away to liberty. I die for my country. Slaying corporate dynamite.
Coming out in the works, any new Poker Face coming out soon?
Yeah, brother. It'd be out sooner if we were just better funded, but we have 24 songs in the pipe that we're slowly recording. The first 12 will be put out, called Peace or War. And okay. Hopefully that'll be out before Christmas. And then we're doing our sixth disc in our own studio, so we have new material to come out within 6 months to a year after that one's out. What we really want to do is take our time with this disc number 7 called Then the Lies Came Down, mm-hmm. which we hope to be like our generation's version of Pink Floyd's The Wall, or early 90s Queensrÿche's Operation Mindcrime. But basically do the same kind of thing for our generation, but really explain what the beast, what the matrix, what the system is all about, and how we the free can still destroy it. And that's basically just getting down on our knees and praying the Father to forgive us, yes. and He will heal us.
That's right.
But there's too much pride in the world that most of you want to believe that there's a God, let alone a devil.
You know, that's so important, you know, to get on our knees and cry out to our Creator, Yahweh, and just let it all hang out. Just, He knows everything anyhow. But we need to, you know, redo some reintrospection. And you're absolutely right, though. We do need to cry out to the Father above. Talk a little bit about... segueing back into the band and the scene. I guess last night you played a concert. How many days a year do you guys travel? How many concert gigs would you say you do in a year?
As of now, we tend to do like 50 to 60, and it'd be more if we obviously weren't tied down to the blue collar day jobs that we have. But you know, it's like I said, I've had to learn something from Father, and that's called patience. And out of all the virtues that one must learn, that for me has always been the toughest. So I want things done yesterday, last year, when they come like a year or 2 years from now.
True.
And
very true. And your patience possesses your soul, and He's going to reward that patience. I can see that. You know, He's put that fire in your heart, and to know Him more, as well as to do the music that He called you to do. I mean, like you said. He loves you musicians. I mean, look at the Book of Psalms, right? I mean, how many...
150 songs devoted, you know?
Exactly.
That's what Psalms is songs.
Exactly.
David was one of his favorites. And who was he? He was a musician as well as a leader and a warrior.
That's right. And they're not chapters, folks. The Psalms are Psalms. their song. People say, oh, that's the 150th chapter of Psalm. No, the 150th song.
Songs. And then when God's army defeats, you know, the evil in the world, finally, what is the song that we sing when we all come marching into the new heaven and earth?
Hallelujah to the Lamb. You know, they're singing Song of Moses. They're singing
Song of Moses, brother, exactly. Deuteronomy 32.
Yep. That's exactly right. That's why we all need to consider going back to the Torah to really get back to the Father, because that's why many are in the corporate Christian church world who are trapped as lost sheep. They need to come back from the covenant as Israelites. They just don't know it. They don't understand Romans 9, 10, and 11 because they've been watered down by these pulpiteers.
Prophet tears spelled P-R-O-P-H-E-T.
That's right. And we got that bumper in the last hour. Hopefully we'll have it on this hour. I really liked that lyric that the Father gave you concerning don't preach to me about God and don't blaspheme and don't teach me from books.
Blaspheme, man.
That's it. That's a fact. I mean, there's so many things today in this world of deception, from the spiritual to the religious to religious, spiritual, as well as political, global.
Economic, right.
Yeah.
I call it the fear system that Satan attacks, the political, economic, education, and religious.
Yeah, the two-pronged grease system, you know.
Yeah, and basically he does his most damage in the churches because, you know, he appeals to the vain pulpiteers.
Mm-hmm.
And the pulpiteers think that they're the gods, that they're getting all the adulation because it's them. And it's like, no, dude, you're only there as a representative of the true love. So don't even think it has anything to do with you. In fact, humble yourself, prostrate yourself,
and ask
for forgiveness for your pride. You know, but unfortunately, you know,
we've all had.
We are men, and we're in the flesh, and we're going to sin. And some people's sin is greater than others, and it's not for me to judge. But the only time I have a problem with it is when the garbage that they're spewing out of their mouth is influencing the sheep that have the guard down, the sheep that are going there to be fed, not to be fleeced or have their kids, you know, be molested by. It's not just within the Catholics. It's rampant within the Protestants. It's rampant within the Jews. It's rampant in every culture.
It's in every religion. It's bottom line. It comes right down to that. I mean, he told us to, come out from among them, be separate. It was never going to be the masses that were going to get it. It was going to be the masses that were deceived. It was going to be a remnant, the original pattern of the apostles and prophets teaching that the Messiah, Yahweh, indeed died, was buried, and resurrected. And they weren't. They were not disobedient. They were not living in sin, which was really the transgression of the law, the Torah. Because people don't understand what sin is today. They think, oh, if you break this, break that of man's law, man's code, or it's a moral law of Scripture that he said, here's my constitution of all constitutions is the Torah. That's how we have the constitution today, is because the people of this land, when they came here, they wanted to found it upon biblical principles, upon that law, and everything else was unalienable, and yet they've tried to lean our freedoms, lean our abilities to have property rights. They want to say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, when it's really life, liberty, and property.
For property, right.
Property.
Yeah, that was the Masonic cry out. That's what they added in their revelry. It's like, no.
That's
The pursuit of happiness is your pursuit of hedonism. It has nothing to do with what something of value, something tangible that you can pass on to the next generation.
Yeah, you can study the word happy. It goes back to another pagan deity, but that's going to be hard for people to swallow, but that's true. The whole language is corrupt for that matter. But the point is, we have the property rights from the Scriptures. I found by going back to Leviticus 25, Deuteronomy 28, study those out very carefully, and there is a way to reclaim the land back for him, because we can never own something that we never created. We can only control what we create, and because we're made in his image.
To be good stewards with what he blesses us with, okay?
Exactly.
I think that's the proper thing instead of owning or, you know.
Yeah. He owns it all.
Right. He owns it all. And if you're a good steward, he'll bless you with even more responsibility. If you can't even handle what you do have, then he'll even take that away from you.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly right. I mean, he'll bless those who are faithful. And to him that hath, to him shall be given more. To him that hath not, to him shall be taken away what he seemed to have. So what we need to realize is that every good gift comes down from the Father above, and if we have anything, it's because of him, and it's his, like you said, we're just stewards, and it's his, and we just need to continue to be faithful in what he's given us. And he's obviously given you the talent to write these beautiful, crafted lyrics and songs.
That's all of us, brother. You know, he just blessed us with having four people that, when we jam together, we tape all of our practices because, you know, for maybe one measure, for maybe one riff of one lick that wasn't a song, but as we listen through the tapes again, hey, that was a cool nugget that God just blessed us with. But had we not put it down to tape, we would have never heard it again and would have come in and out and like, okay, that blessing just kind of just went right through us. But
That's good that you tape it then.
Huh?
That's good that you tape it so you don't lose anything like that.
Oh, yeah, well, we're getting to the point that I have an old 400 megahertz box that we're just going to dedicate to, like, recording an MP3 from the time we flip the switch, the lights on in the studio, to the time we go off.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, finish.
No, just so that we can capture, you know, all the nuggets. I mean, so some of the banter back and forth between the band mates is pretty hysterical, you know. We even thought about just putting out the best of just, like, you know, the just some of the expressions we come up with or just how we bust on each other, how we basically keep each other's egos in check, you know what I mean? It's all good fun, and sometimes we're just laughing so hard. It's like, this stuff has got to be shared with others, you know? So
right.
You might hear, like, a best of just, like, clips from Poker Face, so.
Right, absolutely. In fact, you've got a Belief Fest, I think you guys put on. You try to help, I guess, new bands or something like that. Belieffest.com, I think, is the site.
Yeah, well, I think it's believe.org, and believe is spelled B-E-L-E-V-E, and that's Best of the Lehigh Valley. So it's an acronym. We're trying to promote, it doesn't matter what genre of music that you're putting out here in our valley where we live. You know, if you're trying to do good, if you're involved in the community, you're trying to make something bigger than what it is, then we're going to spotlight you. We're going to try to bring even more awareness to what you're doing.
Well, that's good that you're trying to help other bands, like fledging bands, since you're a veteran in the band. Scene, you've got what, over 10 years, probably more or so, have been playing since you were a classical pianist or studying that when you were just a kid, I guess.
Yeah, 5 years old I started that.
Yeah, and that's a very, very diversified musical background and very gifted. I might say my wife's a pianist as well, and she can appreciate that kind of style as well as your current style. Talk a little bit about the time obviously that you put into these albums. And how would you like to maybe encourage our listeners out there, and they love freedom, to get some of your music and at least, I mean, take a listen to it?
Well, a few things. You know, if folks want more Poker Face sooner, help us. And that's either by buying our music or buying our music and then saying you want to help us by being a distributor of 5 to 10 discs where we will send it to you basically because of your word. We do an honor system. And or if you don't have the money, but you have the technology that you can burn copies of some of the songs we have on our site. Burn them for yourself. Make copies. Burn them for your friends. All we ask is that you put our website address on top of the disc so people know who the band is. And keep telling two people to do the same thing. It doesn't take too many generations before you're impacting millions. And right now we're at the tens of thousands, maybe approaching the hundred thousands. And,
well, that's encouraging. Maybe somebody out there, maybe we can get to take a call or so or two, 800-313-9443. Again, if you'd like to call in, talk with Paul Petty of Poker Face, 800-313-9443. We got time for a call or two. And, Paul, you know, I tell you, like I said, I commend you for your courage and your bravery to sing what you sing about. Because it's important to take a stand, regardless of what genre, if you're a musician or a plumber or you're a firefighter. I mean, you know, we're all courageous if we take a stand for Yah and speak the truth in love. But yet, nevertheless, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that got this misconception of musicians. And you know, it's Yah loves them. He loves everyone. And he gifted you guys to sing and play for him. And that's exciting.
It's funny, within my Christian community, or like the business community, they're the first ones to down us because of our long hair, right? Even my own parents have given me grief over the years. And I go to them, Mom, the people I respect the most, okay, Yeshua, and our forefathers, guess what? They all had long hair, okay? And the ones that didn't have long hair wore wigs because they were long hair wannabes. Okay?
Right, and then they tell you to shave your facial hair off or you're going to hell, when in reality it's the other way around according to the Torah, if you want to read that with numbers. I'm not judging. I'm just quoting some scripture there, at least pointing you to look it up. You know, you're right. The Nazarite vow, man, you know, could not shave his head because of the fact of the matter. He had to let his hair grow. And, you know, I tell you, and people say, well, what about that scripture in the New Testament where it says if a man prays with his head covered or with long hair, it's a shame. It's a mistranslation, folks. Let me say that to you right here and right now. But
yeah, give it to the original text, you know, not to translate it.
Exactly. The original was the Hebrew and Aramaic first covenant as well as renewed covenant. It wasn't in Greek or Latin. And though that's all we've got maybe per se in copies, but they're just that, copies or translations. Talk a little bit about your experience with Yah and how you begin to realize that his name wasn't God or Lord or Jesus, but indeed was Yah or Yahweh in his full form.
Well, the simple thing we always sing all the time is hallelujah. What?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then I asked somebody one day, what does that mean? It means praise be Yah. Well, who's Yah? Well, Yah's father. Okay.
Right.
So once you kind of got that kernel nugget of truth, then we just went from there.
That's right. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zechariah Todd Daniel, with our special guest, Paul Cipetti of Pokerface, pokerface.com. And if you'd like to get his music, we'll be right back after this short break. 313-800-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Blasphemia.
back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repairer of the Breach, Zechariah Todd Daniel, with Paul Tepetti of Poker Face, the front man, lead singer, and founder of the band, rhythm guitarist and keyist as well. And that's our new bumper, Destiny, by Poker Face. They're going to be running that in cycles there in the 54 top of the hour. Put a little twist there, a little editing there, if you didn't mind. We definitely like that message there. Paul, and we've got about a few minutes. Maybe you'd like to share what's on your heart, what's really been heavy on your heart about what's going on right now in this world.
What's heavy in my heart is that the liars get to have, you know, top billing, whether it's, you know, attention from the mainstream press or from, you know, government officials or, you know, church officials or school officials. And basically the truth is so buried, and any attempt to get it out, you know, people will decry you the names. And I'm just sick of them, and it's time to call them out for the real haters that they are. Those who hate the truth are the real haters in life. Those who scream tolerance the loudest are the biggest intolerants. Those who cry racism are the biggest racists. Being a Mexican-American myself, dude, if I was up here in the north, I was the beaner, I was the wetback, I was the mud people. When I'm in Mexico, I'm the gringo, I'm the Yankee imperialist. And all the times that I mean, kids are the worst in terms of, you know, what they say to each other. But in all my years, I've never, ever cried to anybody, "Oh, you're a racist, man." Ever. And then you have these people that most of them have never had any racism given to them. They're supposed to be the all-knowledgeable, and they get to call you the names of, like, that stuff has to end, okay? And if this band is the one that spearheads it, you know, all those cries of anti-Semitism, dude, all it is people talking about Jewish issues that are not Jews.
Yeah.
And some Jews not liking what's being said. Well,
yeah.
Tough cookies, man.
And yeah, those who say they are or not, but of the synagogue of Satan, it's really the Sephardic that are the closest, if you're looking at it from that standpoint. But you're right, absolutely.
So it's like, look, when we support the historians that are in jail in Germany, Austria, Canada, Israel, look, people shouldn't be in jail for their thinking. They shouldn't be in jail because of what they said. People should only be in jail when they've actually committed a crime against another human being that damaged their property. Anything else is nothing but a George Orwellian crime that was put there by the state. And if we allow idiots like Ted Kennedy and him fronting for the Anti-Defamation League, we're going to have those same laws here in America where we're supposed to have the First Amendment that trumps everything.
Exactly.
Americans, wake up.
Wake up. Wake up.
Yeah.
We got about 20 seconds here, Paul. You're doing great. Keep up the great work. We want to have you back on eventually. And
please.
And, Paul, just keep it up. Encourage your bandmates. Keep it up. And
hopefully we'll see each other in May, brother.
Yeah, PokerFace.com, folks. You're listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast. And tune in next week. Y'all willing. Same place, same time. Shalom.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.